So the problem of life, and we talk that specifically about the Jewish religion, because Zara said, we're in Golis, and the life we have is not the life that we can have. We have the reason we touch, but we're still alive. Life means that religion is reality. It's not just something that's made up, not real. Or if you put on a play, it looks very real. That's all fake. Putting on a bunch of actors, and when they're smiling, they're not happy, and when they're sad, and they're sad, it's just not a show. And then you have to realize this religion. Other religions are like just putting on a show. It's not real. It says, when the person feels certain types of garments he has to wear, which if they have a love, they have to wear it to get a shkia tzibur, you're choshish that there's something more because, right? Because that's it. He's looking at religion like a good person. He has to have a whole pomp and circumstance, a whole bunch of singing and dancing, whatever it is. You don't realize that a lady by us is not a ceremony. It's your action type of thing. That's what makes it alive. We're connected to the source of life. The source of life is like this whole and we're connected. And that's what Chag is all about. Instead of Chag is being. Chag is all about that. When we are connected to the source of life, we don't have to be concerned about anything. Zeus is not the Yogas. He's not coming back because of the Yogas. He has no path to do anything. He's not coming because Hashem suddenly decided to forsake us. And the other way around, we have forsaken that when we evolve. He's radical by avoiding. Avoiding means recognition that I am subservient to a Kaddish Bo. I need a Kaddish Bo. I can't survive without a Kaddish Bo. That's what Shemoneh is supposed to be. I can't survive without you. I need you, a Kaddish Bo. I know you love me so much. And that's why I'm turning to you. We do not appreciate that factor of our life, the reality of our life. Our connection to a Kaddish Bo. Our lack of connection to a Kaddish Bo causes another from a Kaddish Bo. You want to manage by yourself, manage by yourself. And then suddenly, the other comes into being. The second we showed up Kaddish Bo, we're going to go all out because we recognize we need our Kaddish Bo. We're not going to let them Hellenize us. They're not going to let us not be in the basin of Mikdash, not Mentorula, not to Chesed. We're going to fight to the end, bitter ends. Once all you have to do is show Hashem that. The rest is election. You notice in the Alanisim, we don't say we were very great warriors. Like, you know, Israel is trying to present the Hashemaranis as a big Olympic weightlifter. No. They didn't do anything. We don't even mention them. Raptors, Rigam, Dantos, and Mechanical Gossam, you did everything. We didn't have to do anything. We just had to show Hashem. We want to be connected to Hashem. We want to be the fifth, like a shot they gave everything. That's what life is all about. We have to show that we have life. Every situation in life, I'm with you, Kaddish Bo. That takes me there. He brought that famous Gemara, and how famous before him, he made it famous. Yoga, you did, then you did, the Yifle, you did, the Chodesh, you did, you did. A close friend. A close friend there is Shloima Melech, who's the descendant of Avraham Avinu, who's Yidin Hashem. Yidin is the Beis Hamikdash. My Yidin is Mishkan Messiah. The Beis Hamikdash is a place for that close interaction with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If I Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's Yidin? God will Yidin and Klal Yisrael. The baby is born by the Brits. You say, Kel Chai, Kel Keilu, Sadli Lahatsu Yididus, Sheirenu Yishadas. A little baby is born. There's all kind of babies in life. We ask him to go to Shavuot, save this Yidus. That's the starting point. You know how long he can. When one person in the shul is making a bris, everyone gets off. No tachman. Some people think that the simcha we have is in fact for getting off the tachman. No, it doesn't work out. We're still with that. Because we have a simcha. But the fact that fellow Jews have a simcha, so we're part of the simcha. It's an important thing to feel that. You're not saying tachman. Think past the tachman. You can have a simcha with another person. That's the Yididus, all connected, interacting. We are the last members of the Jew, not only the Jewish religion, but the human race. The human race is supposed to be. I once read an article by a Goyish doctor. There's a whole philosophical discussion whether being is a race of individuals or a race of groups. Basically, even he came out with the last story that the unit of a human being is not just one. There's people around them that interact with them. They're on the same page, they're all being the chazak one another. So not, they're all fighting for it. So at a human level, the world is getting more and more disconnected. It's becoming very virtual. The real caring, feeling for one another, the concept of the family, ceasing to exist also. It's involved in there. He has a screen in his room, that's where he's Klal Yisrael. This is the Judah Klal Yisrael. The Ana Yehidus. This is what life is all about. Interact together. To the Ana Yehidus, the Shlokum, to the family together, for the Shlokum. And the children, to realize, famous Maisa got a husband and wife. They made up that one night the husband stays up, and the other night the mother stays up to take care of the baby. And after 2 months, the husband said, I must be a miracle worker. Whenever it's my turn, the baby sleeps through the night. Guess the wife didn't complain about the chat. But at least they thank you for your wife. But that's what it is. So working together, the husband and the wife, just saw a Zodiac spoke here years ago. It's listening. It's very, to speak about this. Also, to appreciate our wives. So those big talent. Came home on Shabbos. The real tzaddikim, except the Arizal, the first tzaddikim that came on Shabbos. Shabbos Shalom is his wife. All the Shalom comes from the wife. But this one was very preoccupied with the Malachim. So he comes into the house, asking where his wife is. Shalom later on, there's an abundance in him. He's a kinishka, and his wine all the way came from. Some Malachim is the very wife. He fills up with cup and pours it all over the place. Sheva, now I'm seeing the abundance. Washes his hands, also somehow about the bread, the challah came to the first time. The fish, there's no fish on the table. It says, Edison, where's the fish? Said, it's done so by the Malach. Go to the Malach. That's what life is all about. So interacting with one another. True, interacting with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not, if I Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Choy of the Atzel, interacts with every single one of us. He's watching over our bodies, he's watching over our machinery, he's watching over everything. Make sure what happened to me. He doesn't have better things to do. The young girl, look at him now. It is. How the fire we answer, you like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, care for the needs of those around us, for wives and children. This is the Yiddishus. Oh, you like Yiddishus in the Klaus. We know the way it works is the more we give, the more we care that other, the more we bond, the more we give, the more we get. Now, well, naturally, we forget. That's the way it works. So he said, Muzari said that the Torah has the ability to bring us to a different level of life. A Inyan Ha'eloki, a godly thing. Or Yeshiva Labaya, Kedusha, Abba, Vishlamis, the famous Bible, Kazari, every Jew has that. We say every morning. I think it's a good thing. Preparation for Hanukkah, put a little bit extra effort in the Birch Hashata and Sukhya Zimra. Which we really set up to make us on a daily basis pay attention to all the wonderful things we have. So when we say Shalaya Sanigoy, you should realize we're a different Briya. When Kazari is discussing with the king, he asked the king, please tell me all the different levels of creation. We go through the inanimate, not alive things like stones, fences, so made out of wood, plant life, animal life, and the highest level is the God, humanity, and speak, and to think, not just instinctively think of how to eat and how to run away from danger. Fathom all the different, deeper ideas that human beings can do. And he tells the Chokham tells his Uzari that, says, no, is there another level? Think, maybe there's another level. So the person says, yes, somebody is a big philosopher, a big thinker. That's not a different level. That's a person who has a brain. He's using more than other people. It's not a different type of thing. It's not a person who is a tremendous genius. It's not the difference between him and a regular person. It's not like a difference between a horse and a bird. A person has a completely different type of mind. He has the same mind. He's a little bit smarter and he's using more. And then it is there is something. The special question, if you notice, and the Goya Yolomas is only Klaus. Shalai Sadi Goya, the Kaiju Shaman Shun Satan, dating like the Shom in the morning, we would feel a little more energetic, we would dance a little bit. Realize and how special I am from all the creation of the world, trillions of stars, billions of new creatures that are around the world, billions of human beings. I'm one of those defeating, I'm chosen by Kaiju Shaman to have in the Shom, to have a different level of life. Life of Kaiju Shaman Shun Shaman 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 and try to say over some of the ideas. He says, well, Teva. What is Teva? What was the nature? He says, Teva is Achonas HaChoyven LeKavan Tzura. Teva is, nature is, the way things were set up so they should be able to have certain kodas, certain powers, certain abilities to do different things. The Tzura, that's a good problem. To put something into it, it's interesting that the DNA of a human being and chimpanzee are very, very different. The difference is so great. Of course, if we put into something, they even just a little nucleotides that connect it slightly. I'll put it this way. God, who is the Chol HaTiv, is still the Chol HaVol HaAtzmai. He could put it for you, you know, the Hatsikar, he could have spread us as the Moshe. Nobody can create a human being. But if we made it certain, it sees that human beings can multiply, they can't create a human being. And that's the Chol HaShem, but it can't do it by itself. But it's saying basically, there's two parts of that. Teva part of Teva is the third part of Teva. Teva part of Teva is that we have a certain amount of trillion cells, billions of cells, mass of meat in your head, called the brain,
and some other parts of the body, and to act properly, the person's alive. That's life. So when the physical part of the person is set up in a certain fashion, he's alive. That's what Hashem gave, the gift of life. For us, he gave us, when we're alive, we also have that ability to connect to the spirituality of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is part of our essence, not just a nice thing that we do. That's something we have. Our body does not only have physical life, but it has spiritual life. The gift we have from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the mitzvahs we do, is, gives us a higher level of that life. So it was not, I already told you that you can't just make up your way to get closer. There are laws of nature. Just like it's physical laws of nature. So you can't just say, I'm changing. If you put your finger in the fire, you can't just say, oh, I'm going to put my finger in the fire. It won't burn. It will burn. Those laws of nature. If you jump out of the window, you want to flap your wings to fall. It won't work. It doesn't work. Same thing with spirituality. It's not up to us to decide which acts are going to cause me to be on high. Because all part of the same creation that Hashem created. You put into the creation the ways of surviving physically, successful physically, and according to the nature of the ways of surviving and successful spiritually. And 30 minutes, each mitzvah has its prayer to ignite another part, bring life to another part of our spiritual existence. That's what we know, that the 30 mitzvahs, the negative 20 to 48 limbs and 365 sins, because like we're saying, we have that spiritual body within us, we have a physical body and spiritual body. Every mitzvah we do, Machai, another part of the body. The Torah has an ability to give peace to the entire thing. That's a special thing. Because every mitzvah is specific. Every mitzvah is shaped a different area. The Torah is shaped an entire day. The Torah is that's life. The Torah is the gift of life. That's a special thing. That Torah is important to be connected to the Torah. That's what I'm saying. Everything has its goals in it. You build a mission. You build it more. The Noah's position. You build it right. It's a position. With every mitzvah, you can't just say, oh, I tried. Put on tefillin. The mitzvah is tefillin. It's written and fashioned. One of the letters is missing. You're not putting them in boxes. That's missing. And as much as we can understand, it's clear to us, to give our physical side, we have to work within a set frame of goals of nature. The person decides, I'm going to stop eating. I'm dying, just stop sleeping. You won't be able to die there, fall asleep. It doesn't happen. Well, there's certain laws of nature that govern the way we live. We want to go underwater for 2 days without breathing. We won't survive. Same thing with the third business. We have to feel. Third is the exact same. Every mitzvah is spiritual food. Keeps us going. Because as I said, when you eat more ramen 3 times a day, it's because it corresponds to the meals. Just like we physically eat 3 times a day, we also have 3 times a day to strengthen our spiritual connection with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's our goal. Torah is given to us as a gift from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So many mitzvahs, even when the Torah mitzvahs, that's a big chesed of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to bring life to every part of our essence. It says that, well, the person says, you know what, I'll pay the 2 levels of life, the physical life and the spiritual life, which is also, like I was saying, it has its laws of nature, through the Torah. It won't suffice for the physical, since nature is the God. Number one is that the Torah is the truth of life. If you suffice with less than that, you're missing out your real level of life. Like a person who has money long. His lungs aren't working properly, he has to be on a respirator. And that's why he lives on a respirator, he can't walk anywhere, he can't go anywhere. He's on a respirator. And someone walks up to him and says, you know what? I have a medicine, take this medicine for a week, and you feel this. He says, no, I'm happy to wear it. Anybody who hears this tactic is not shooting. So, it could be like, the reason why he's saying happy to wear it is because it's real, so what's happening? Somebody sees a bigger picture, you have 2 options of being on a respirator or being a healthy person. You've got a crazy, it's like, left. It's saying, the hemisphere of the world is, and this level of fears with our Kodesh Baruch Hu is such a high level, 1,000 times more than the difference between with the respirator and without a respirator in respect to the physical world. More person needs to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, even the more pleasure has in this world, come to claim the world to come. The person puts more effort into his fear, his fear becomes more pleasant, into his learning becomes more pleasant. Working on his leaders also has a special good feel to it that is able to overcome abandonment. That's the real life. Everybody really deep down wants to have a full life, take advantage of it. Secondly, he says, that we are a special creature. We were created for it. We were created for Chayei Torah. Every part of our nature was specially designed for the Torah to be compatible with us. They told me once that mice I had with a doctor once, and once a doctor, a Russian doctor, he saw that as an Orthodox, and he told me, you know, the Jewish religion is a very smart religion. Why? He said, because it's a very nice thing that one day we dabble, without this religion, we just work nonstop. Even time to just lay there and make sure that I didn't understand that it was religious. So, you know, my Shabbos is not your Shabbos. It's a nice idea to be able to tell you. I'll explain to you why it's so nice. Because the same one who created the religion, he created us. He made it perfectly compatible. He was not so happy with my answer. But that's the truth. That's the truth of every single mitzvah. Every single mitzvah is made perfectly compatible. Even sometimes it's hard, overwhelming, it's not true. Hashem gave us this mitzvah that we can do them. When we do them, we'll feel good. In this world, we kind of want to bring us skyway to the mountain. So, something for us to think about, like you said, the days into Hanukkah right now, time to reflect and think, what am I really? What is my goal there? Can I reach a higher level of living? Maybe I'm looking like a kind of escalator and surprising me with much more to life. And that's the secret of the survival of life. When we recognize this, we elevate ourselves to a different domain, different level of Siyat HaShemayim, different level of Aswak. Life is completely different. We're the Am Hashem, and we're living that way, and we're bringing that life, which is open to our life, a connection, a higher level of life, and spiritual. I suggest that maybe it's a good thing that some of the brothers in the morning, in the day, in the Shom, 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 in the pay a little attention, and every part of the Shom, in the Shom, in the Shom, קורא השם לכל קורא כל שיקו ואין עצר סוגי רבי עשר נשאר סוגי השם כולם אשר שקל השם בעשר הספידו על השם לכל how fortunate is the person who puts his talk in Hashem every mitzvah has things that remind us of that special connection between us and ואין עצר שם סירי את סניח וחסר שם לא זאת פיקו עד יום שמיים looking forward to חסות of Hashem ואין עצר עם קרוי ביד לכל the closest relation which is close to Hashem was Yoshi it's twice Hashem in Mordor and it's a good thing mine was indeed to get to that recognition of Hashem in Mordor in Mordor and that came with that because we showed Hashem that we jumped into the answer transformed ourselves to recognize life is not by myself life is that but also jump into the ocean to something that potentially drown you no it will not drown you it will bring me to a different dimension not just being a physical being a lizard that was the scholars of Hashem in Mordor in Mordor that we try to relive every day Remember, the first time I was coming, say, what's that thing?